This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Greta Mart. The oil company Venoco announced Monday it has officially filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Last week, the company told the California State Lands Commission it no longer has the financial means to operate its oil platform in the Santa Barbara Channel. 2 months ago, a Venoco spokesperson said the company was proposing to drill for oil off the Santa Barbara coast for another 25 years. However, Monday morning, Venoco sent the State Lands Commission a different plan. Here's State Lands Commission Executive Officer Jennifer Lucchesi.
This morning, the California State Lands Commission received documents from Venoco basically conveying their interests in the three state leases offshore Goleta back to the state.
The company's offshore leases, known as the South Elwood Field, and an onshore processing facility at the Goleta Beach Pier now revert back to the state after Venoco quitclaimed them.
Under California law, the California Coastal Sanctuary Act, no new leases for offshore oil and gas production can be issued at this location. So these offshore lands go into the coastal sanctuary.
Some of Venoco's platforms are in state waters, strictly governed by California state laws. The company said it plans to continue production at its platforms in federal waters until it sells its assets under the court-supervised bankruptcy process. Venoco spokesperson Ned Wigglesworth declined an interview request Monday, but sent out a press release and fact sheet answering questions about the bankruptcy process. The company's bottom line was severely affected by the shutdown of the Plains All-American Pipeline. That pipeline ruptured and caused the Refugio oil spill in the summer of 2015. Since then, Venoco hasn't been able to pipe oil from its platform Holly, immediately off the coast from the UC Santa Barbara campus. Linda Kropp is chief counsel for the Environmental Defense Center. She says until recently, the center and local activists were working to stop an increase in oil production in the Santa Barbara Channel.
They were trying to expand their operations from Platform Holly and extend the life of the platform plus the onshore processing plant, and that generated a lot of opposition. We've been fighting that proposal for close to 20 years, both by Venoco and its predecessors.
Those opposed to oil and gas drilling off the California coast are celebrating today.
It's fantastic news because these facilities were very old. Some were built in the 40s, some in the 60s. So there are a lot of concerns here about oil spills and gas leaks, and we have experienced both. So this is really good news for the community that these facilities won't be operating anymore and that, you know, our coastline can be restored.
The state says since taking over the South Elwood Field leases from Exxon in 1997, Venoco has paid about $160 million in royalties and rent to the state and hasn't had any significant spills on state property. The city of Goleta and Santa Barbara County coffers will be negatively impacted by Venoco's bankruptcy. Now it's up to the State Lands Commission to decommission the offshore oil wells. Jennifer Lucchesi of the State Lands Commission.
We have a long, complex, and expensive process ahead of us in plugging and abandoning the 32 wells and pursuing decommissioning and ultimate removal of the facilities. And the commission is committed to working with all the local communities and stakeholders and regulatory agencies with jurisdiction to ensure a collaborative and efficient process.
Venoco says eventually all its employees will lose their jobs once the company sells its assets. In the meantime, Venoco says it expects to conduct business as usual and will maintain, quote, day-to-day relationships with employees, vendors, and customers. For KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.